from one to two kids is definitely the hardest thing in the world.
In January, you said that you were giving yourself grace and embracing your post-baby body. I mean, do you feel the pressure to bounce back at all? Or are you just kind of, like you said, giving yourself this time and kind of just bonding with the ace and, you know, giving that time to ride her?
You know, I realized when I first started posting my pictures after I had Ace, I'm like, whoa, people were so mean. Like, you know, the comments were just, you know, talking about my weight and stuff. And I wanted to wear a shirt. Like, I just had a baby. Like, I wanted it was, but I realized with social media, there's this whole snapback culture and that we're supposed to just look, you know, super good right after going through one of the hardest things of your life. Mm-hmm. So I give myself grace and just knowing that I'm not who I was a year ago. I've now carried two children. I don't weigh the same. I don't look the same, but it's okay. I've started working out again. I've started meal prepping. Sometimes I do good, sometimes I cheat, but you know, I just had a baby 3 months ago and I'm really just accepting this new body.
What's been the hardest part for you kind of figuring out this balance and also dealing with everything that comes with postpartum life too?
Hey, you know, figuring out how to give both of them like all of the attention, making sure Ryder feels like her attention isn't gone, loving on Ace, I'm nursing, I'm still, you know, working, I'm still trying to be super mom with Ryder. Ryder has the busiest schedule of a person I know, and just trying to maintain both of them. I feel like my head is constantly spinning, but I'm trying.
I think that's the best you can do is like, you feel like you're pulled in a million different directions and you're not doing everything right, but just know that you are, right? You got to keep telling yourself, we're doing it. We're surviving every single day.
Yeah, I definitely talk to myself 90% of the day. Like, you got this, you're okay, you're an awesome mom. Self-reassurance.
Totally. How is Ryder adjusting to being a big sister?
Ryder loves it. I mean, she was already a big sister to Mila, so she had practice there. She's basically been raised with my nephew who's two, so she had practice there. So now she's like, I can do this. I can change diapers. I can feed him. Like, what can I do? She's super, super helpful.
That's great. I know that you described your breastfeeding journey as a lot harder this time around. I mean, do you think that you will kind of maintain it for 2 years like you did with Ryder? And what's been the more challenging for you this time around?
You know, when I nursed Ryder, It seemed like it was so easy compared to my, you know, nursing situation with Ace. And the thing that changed is really I got a boob augmentation after I had Rye because I nursed her for 2 years and they just did not look the same. So and looking back, I really wish I would have waited until I had all my kids before I started doing anything. I don't know if that has to do with why it was so difficult for me to nurse this time, but you just never know. And with Ace, I'm really giving myself grace and just trying my best to not stress about it, because when I stress, then of course you're not gonna be able to, like, you know, produce a lot of milk. Mm-hmm. Stay hydrated. I've been starting to work out. Ace is an eater. He grubs, which makes it hard because I don't know if it's because he's a boy, but he is like grubbing and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm making enough milk. It's been a journey. It's definitely been a way harder journey than with Ryder.